Welcome to Lesson 7. This lesson will show you how to participate in news groups, a unique way of communicating with hundreds of people on the internet sharing a special interest. First, I'll give you some background information about news groups, and then we'll check your Navigator news settings. You'll open Navigator's news window and we'll quickly go over it. Next, you'll bring up a list of all the news groups on your news server, and you'll learn how to choose a news group. Then you'll see how newsgroup messages are structured into what we call threads. You'll read a message and can even reply to a message if you want. Finally, you'll learn how to subscribe to a newsgroup. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. If you've ever wanted to share ideas and get information about a special interest, then newsgroups are for you. Newsgroups enable you to send and receive messages among hundreds of people at the same time. There are literally thousands of news groups on the internet, which are referred to as Usenet news groups. Your internet provider stores many news groups on part of its computer called a news server. There are many other news servers on the internet which also store news groups. By connecting to one of these news servers, you can access any of the news groups stored there. To connect to a news server and work with news groups, you need to have a news program, which is also referred to as a news reader. Navigator comes with its own news program, which you'll be working with during this lesson. News group names take a certain format, just as web page names and email addresses have a certain format. News group names consist of at least two parts, with each part separated by a dot. The first part generally represents the type of news group, such as rec for recreational. The second part shows what the news group is about, such as animals. Often a news group name has additional sections which represent more specific areas of the news group. Look over the window and then click play to continue. During this lesson, you'll need to know a few things about your existing email account, such as your email address, your password, and your username. And if your Navigator news program is not set up yet, you'll need to know the name of your provider's news server. You can get this information from your internet provider. When you're ready to move on, click the play button. Before we access a news group, we need to make sure your news program is set up and ready to go. This will just take a couple of minutes. If your Netscape Navigator program is not open right now, go ahead and open it using the Programs menu in the Start menu. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when you and Navigator are ready. The settings for Navigator's news program are found in the Options menu. Click the Options menu now. Next, click the item called Mail and News Preferences. You should now see the Preferences dialog box, which you worked with during the previous lesson. First, locate the tab near the top of the dialog box that's labeled Servers. When you've located it, click it. You should have filled in the top section during the previous lesson. Now look in the lower section called News. The first rectangle is labeled News NNTP Server, and it should contain the name of the news server you access to work with news groups. If you don't know its name, call your internet provider. The last option in this window tells Navigator to download a certain number of news messages at a time. Make sure the number 100 appears in this option. If you need to enter any information now, pause the audio and then click play when you're ready to continue. Now click the tab labeled Identity. The first three options should be filled in from the previous lesson. The news program also needs this information if you want to participate in news groups. If you need to enter any information into these three options, pause the audio and then click play to resume. Next, click the tab labeled Organization. In the top section, you should see an option called Thread News Messages. Make sure the box next to this option contains a check mark. That's all we need to do here. Click the OK button in the Preferences dialog box. Navigator's news program is contained in a different window, just as the mail program is. You can get to this window by using the Window menu in Navigator's menu bar. Click the Window menu now. Next, click the Netscape News item. You You should now see the news window displayed on your screen. If the window is not already maximized, click the Maximize button in its title bar. Let's take a quick look at this window. Just like the mail window, there are three sections. The top left section should contain at least one folder representing your default news server. You might see more news servers listed. If there is a plus sign next to the folder labeled as your default news server, double-click it to open it up. Underneath the default news server folder should be at least three news groups. Generally, your server automatically displays three news groups that provide information on how to work with news groups. You might see a check mark in a box next to some of the news groups. That means you are subscribed to this news group. Subscribing is just an easy way to access a news group, as you'll see later. The top right section of the window is probably empty right now. But once you choose a news group from the left side of the window, a list of messages for that news group will appear on the right side. The lower section of the window will contain the content of a specific message you select. Depending on how much your news program has been used, you might see many news groups listed in the top left section, or just a few. Just to be safe, we're going to bring up the entire list of news groups on your server. First, click the Options menu in the Netscape News menu bar. The second section of items in this menu lets you pick how many news groups are displayed in the window. For example, the item called Show Active News Groups might have a dot next to it. If so, then just your subscribed news groups containing new messages will be listed. If the item called Show All News Groups has a dot next to it, then all the news groups on your news server will be listed. Go ahead and click the Show All News Groups item now. It might take a few minutes for all the news groups' names to be transferred to your screen. I'll pause the audio while this happens. When the stop sign in the toolbar is no longer red, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. The top left section of the window should now contain a lot of news groups. You should see both folder icons and paper icons. Each paper icon represents a news group, and each folder icon represents a group of news groups in a related category. Locate a folder named rec.*. You can either click inside the lower part of the scroll bar to scroll down, or you can drag the small scroll box located near the top of the scroll bar. When you've located the rec folder, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. Next, double-click the folder icon next to the rec folder. All of the recreation news groups and news group folders should now be displayed. You might see a news group called rec.animals.wildlife near the top of the list. If you see it, click it now. If you don't see that news group, scroll down and find another news group that looks interesting. Then click it. Navigator should be downloading the first 100 messages related to the news group you just selected. Since this might take a few moments, I'll pause the audio. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Navigator's stop sign is no longer red. The top right section of the window should display a list of these messages, called message headers. Later, I'll show you how you can download the next 100 messages, if there are that many. Notice that some of the headers are indented. An indented message represents a reply to the message right above it. A reply might even have another reply to it, so you might see several levels of indentation. When messages are arranged this way, they are called threaded messages. Threaded messages are easy to work with because you can keep track of the original message and the replies to it. Let's read a message. Locate a series of threaded messages and then click the one that appears on the top of the threads. I'll pause the audio to give you time to scroll through the list. After you've clicked on a message, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. You should now see a message displayed in the lower section of the window. By the way, news group messages are also referred to as articles. To read this entire article, you might have to use the scroll bar in the lower section. I'll pause the audio while you read the message. In the top right section of the window, click on one of the threaded replies to this article. Now the reply should appear in the lower section of the window. Depending on the reply you selected, you might see the original article near the top of the reply. If you scroll down, you'll see the reply. Read over the window and then click play to continue. It's easy to get caught up in people's discussions, isn't it? Well, you can do more than just read articles. You can put in your own 2 cents worth by replying to them. You can even post your own original articles. Look up in the toolbar. The first button called To News lets you post a new article to the group. The fourth button called Renews lets you reply to the current article. This reply will be seen by everybody who accesses this news group. If you wanted to reply to just the author of the article using email, you could use the Remail button. Go ahead and click the Renews button now. Its tooltip should say Post Reply. You should now see the Netscape reply window. The original message should be listed on top, and the cursor should be blinking below the message. This is where you type in your reply. If you'd like to reply to this message, go ahead and type in a reply. If you don't want to reply, that's okay. I'm going to pause the audio so you can click the play button when you're ready to continue. If you entered a reply, you just click the send button to post it. If you did not reply, you can close the window by clicking its close button in the title bar. Go ahead and either send the reply or close the window now. If you closed the window without sending the reply, click the Yes button. As you can see, there are hundreds of news groups listed in your window now. One way to keep this list shorter is by subscribing to just your favorite news groups. For the sake of example, let's subscribe to the news group you've been working with. First, locate its name in the top left section of the window. To the right of the news group is a box. Click inside the box to add a check mark. As I mentioned earlier, the check mark means you're now subscribed to this news group. Now let's tell Navigator to display just your subscribed news groups. Click the Options menu in the menu bar. Next, click the item called Show Subscribed News Groups. The top left section of your window should now display just the news groups you're subscribed to. If you want to unsubscribe to any news group, remove the check mark by clicking inside its box. Before we wrap up this lesson, I want to point out two other helpful items. First, click the File menu. Near the middle of the menu, you should see an item called Add News Group. Suppose someone gives you the name of a news group that you'd like to visit. You can use this item to type in the news group name and bring it up directly. That way, you don't have to scroll through hundreds of news groups in your list. Right below that item is an item called Get More Messages. Remember when I mentioned that Navigator downloaded just the first 100 messages from the news group? Well, this item tells Navigator to go get the next 100 messages, if there are that many. We're not going to select these items now, so close the File menu by clicking on the word File again. Now close the News window by clicking the Close button in its title bar. If you're planning to take the next lesson right away, you can leave the Navigator window open. If not, close Navigator now. This concludes Lesson 7. In a moment, you'll return to the Navigator tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 8. In that lesson, you'll learn how to download files from the Internet using FTP sites. See you then.